In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. If you ask most people what being called by God looked like, they probably say, well, just like in our first reading, you know, Samuel was just there minding his own business, and he heard a voice come out of nowhere that said, Samuel, and he didn't quite know what was going on, and so he went to Eli, and Eli said, kid, you're having a dream, go back to sleep. And then Samuel heard it again, and he came to Eli, and Eli caught on what was going on and said, God's calling you. Say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. And then Samuel was able to listen to what the Lord was saying to him. They say that's what being called by God looks like. Or, you know, there's an old comedy bit where Noah was just doing, minding his own business, and a voice came out of the sky and it said, Noah! Noah looked around, didn't see anyone, so he went back to work, and he heard again, Noah! Looked around, didn't hear anyone, went back to work. Finally, Noah, this is God. And Noah looks up and goes, right. They say that's what being called by God looks like. And certainly, in extraordinary cases, like Samuel, that's what it did look like. But that's not what it looks like for most people. You know, I know a lot of my brother priests, and having talked to them, I know of none of them who received their calling this way. None of them had God speak to them and say, you will be a priest. Didn't work out that way. Rather, for most of us, the calling comes from an interior desire that just won't go away, a desire to be a priest, a desire to follow God. But sometimes it can also come indirectly through other people. I know several of my brothers who had people say to them, have you ever thought about being a priest? And that awakened the idea and the desire within their minds and hearts. When I was a teenager, one of our priests, many of you who are old enough might remember him, he used to have a TV show on early on Channel 2 on Sunday morning. This was called From the Cathedral. His name was Father Thomas Meersman. Father Meersman said to me, he said, if you're supposed to be a priest and you don't do it, you will never really be happy. And that rolled around in my brain until I finally said, God, you win. I'll do what you want. Now, when we talk about callings, we're not just talking about the priesthood or the diaconate or religious life. We could be talking about marriage. I met a fellow once who said that he never would have married his wife except he was put in a really strange situation where he talked to this girl that he never would have talked to otherwise. And they got to know each other and they ended up getting married. So that was how God called them to marriage. You know, I often think these days that if people approach marriage as like that, instead of saying, oh wow, she's really pretty, or wow, he's got a great job, or wow, she's loaded. You know, I'm never going to have to work in my entire life if I marry her. If instead they would say, I wonder if God is calling me to marry so-and-so, and approach marriage that way, I think they'd be on a much stronger footing, and there'd be a lot stronger marriages here in the world. You know, God has called everyone here. In fact, God has called everyone. Everyone is called by God to follow His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, within His holy Catholic Church. Everyone is called to be a Catholic. It is a universal call. Now, not everyone has heard that call. Not everyone has responded to it, but it's there. And within the church, there are, as we've said before, various calls. There's the call to the priesthood, called the diaconate, to religious life, to marriage, and even within our secular lives, God can call us to a specific job or to live in a specific community or perhaps to volunteer or work in a specific apostolate. There are all these calls out there. Now, we should never doubt that God is calling. What we can doubt is whether people are listening. You know, you hear about a vocation crisis, A crisis in calls of vocations to the priesthood. Let me tell you a secret. We have never had enough priests from the very beginning. Remember when the Lord looked out and said, the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. Beg the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. That's what he's talking about. Pray for more priests. But I do think we can say that there is a crisis today in people hearing the call. Because people don't listen. And so many things are choked off by the world and the flesh and the devil. Look at our first reading. What did Eli teach Samuel? To listen to the Lord. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. And really, that's what we must do. If we want to respond to God's call, we need to listen to the Lord. And where do we talk to the Lord and where do we listen to him? In prayer. Though all too often when we pray, it's a honey-do list for God. God, you will do X, Y, and Z, and you'll do it really quick because I'm tired of waiting. Isn't that what our prayers are like a lot of the time? And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with asking God for stuff. But more important is that we listen to God and find out what God desires for us, not what we desire. So we need to listen. And then we need to discern. Because sometimes what we think is a calling from God is not a calling for God. It's just our own idea. Or perhaps it's the world calling. Just think about all the things that from the media, you know, the TV, the radio, advertising are trying to get us to do. You know, you should dress like everyone else. Your hair should be cut a particular way. You should buy that new car. That's not from God. God doesn't tell you to buy a new car. And then sometimes what we might think is a call from God is actually a call from someplace else, from the devil. You know, the devil sometimes masquerades as God and tries to get us to do not good things, but things which are evil and destructive. Here is a good rule of thumb, two of them. First of all, God will never ask you to do something which is contrary to his revealed will. So God's never going to tell you to kill someone. He's not going to tell you to rob a bank. He's not going to tell you to leave your spouse and marry a cow. God will never tell you to do something evil. Secondly, if it's really from God, acceding to that call, saying, all right, God, you win, we'll give you peace. Those are two good rules of thumb for determining whether a call is truly from God. And then we also need to realize it's not just about us. Sometimes the call isn't for us, it's for someone else. God is going to use us to help someone else listen to their call. Think about our gospel. Did the call for Simon Peter come directly? No. First we have St. John the Baptist saying, behold the Lamb of God, and two of his disciples listening. And one of those disciples was Andrew Bar-Jonah. He had a brother named Simon. He went to Simon and said, look, we found the Messiah. And he dragged him along. This was, of course, after they had stalked Jesus. You know, they're following him around. Jesus goes, what do you want? He said, Lord, where are you staying? Well, come and find out. He takes Simon to meet Jesus. And it's then that Jesus calls him and says, you're not going to be Simon, you're going to be Peter, the rock. God's call for other people can come through us, and we need to be cooperative in that, in helping other people discern what God wants for them, so that all of us can obey God's will, so that he may lead us to eternal life. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.